Hi, and welcome to GamerCast, episode 99. Adam.
And I'm Paul. We are your hosts
for GamerCast on Monday the 10th. It is, again, on a Monday because of me being away. I went to Budlands. Yay.
Ooh, exciting.
I was to an ATP gig, which was very cool, up at 3 o'clock every morning. 3 o'clock every night. Well, yeah, morning. It was absolutely shattering.
Yeah, just so everybody knows, this episode of GamerCast is sponsored by Oxlo, who is selling some product or something.
Yeah, he sell something. And we buy something. It's great.
Yeah, we need to get Bobman to sponsor some shows. Bobman's cheap, whatever it was. Accent Emporium or something.
Yeah. It would be quite good if we did get actual real sponsorship. Someone who just sold a little something, or they had something store where they made something and sold it on the internet or something like that, and we just had sponsorship.
GamerCast, sponsored by Astronomy Magazine.
Yeah. Sponsored by Reinforced Plastic Pooper Scoopers. Bought at your pet shop now.
No thanks. I'm sure we're fine without such unhygienic instruments of death.
But yes, if you happen to stumble on upon us and you're not actually a regular listener and you're something to do with the gaming industry and you're thinking, wow, I wouldn't mind to put some sponsorship of, you want us to, you know, say your name at the beginning of every episode, your company, whatever game it is or whatever, or even if it's a really small company that makes games for the mobile phone, crappy stuff, we'll be interested to hear from you.
10, 15 quid per episode? Not too bad, is it?
Get out to the listeners.
Here are 100 million listeners.
Yep. Get on websites.
And by 100 million, we really, of course, mean 200.
Right.
Letters this week. I do not believe we had any.
You're getting lacking, people.
Maybe, yeah, we should test the blog to make sure it's actually taking in feedback. What is this thing? Prize draw, blah, 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 blah. Oh, it's a piece of paper. Yeah. Right, anyway. So, no letters this week. I will just hit the forums briefly to see if there's anything interesting going on there.
At portalforums.net, where you can talk about everything and anything you require.
No, I haven't posted 98 up on the forums yet. Yeah, we did all that last week, didn't we?
Yeah.
Right, so anyway, there's a few news items. We've got quick news items. EVE Online Trinity deletes boot.ini on Windows XP machines.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, if you're installing the new expansion pack for EVE Online, you might want to be a little bit careful.
Yeah, I would suggest to go on the forums and check to make sure that everything's been pulled beforehand. It said on the news report that they are pulling the update, but you've got to make sure that it has been pulled and whether or not it will work and whether you should be playing the game or waiting until it's been fixed. So before you start jumping head into first in the world of EVE, I would go check that out. It's the annoying thing is that something like that, most players don't even, say something like that happened with WoW, you wouldn't even know about it, because as soon as you click to hit play, poof, it automatically starts downloading the update, and you don't get a choice in choosing to download it or looking at it and going, oh, there it is, and there's a news report saying, oh, it always it screwed up my computer and stuff like that. It just automatically downloaded.
And of course, the most brilliant thing is you might not notice it straight away, because it will only be when you go to reboot your computer.
Yeah.
Do you notice it doesn't boot anymore? And if you're somebody like me who typically doesn't reboot a computer, you know, every day, I know this one gets shut down, but that one and that one, they never get rebooted.
Mm.
It hasn't been rebooted in weeks.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't even notice it, and then, you know,
turn it off once and then power stops working. Yeah, exactly. Not good at all. But yeah, hopefully.
Fortunately, Windows Vista users are immune to such stupid developer idiocy.
Mm. See, it shows why Vista is good, because it stops things like that happening.
Yeah, also in the news, which Adam and myself have been drawing about, is the new studio founded by former Fazza executive has picked up the rights to MechWarrior.
They haven't stated whether anything is being made.
Whether they're going to actually do anything with it.
They're just
but
stating.
Buying the license is good, because Microsoft wouldn't do anything with it.
Because Mech Assault has only gone so far. There was a new Mech Assault game that was released on the DS that looked reasonably okay for a DS game standards, but it's a MechWarrior game. Wasn't up to anything. I must admit, the best one was Mech Assault 2, with the whole being able to finally get out of your mech, run around.
Yeah, if you cross Mech Assault 2 with MechWarrior 4...
with today's graphics. Yeah, exactly. Should I say any more?
I want to install MechWarrior 4 now. Because it's still quite a good game. Looks alright.
I didn't get MechWarrior 4. I missed it. I nearly got Mercenaries, because I was really tempted, because I loved MechWarrior 2 Mercenaries. I love the idea of knowing, right, I'm going to have to go in and do this mission, and I'm going to have to hop the whole way round with one arm, because I've lost a leg and I've got a choice. I go in full armour, kicking ass, and I don't have a single weapon and two missiles, or I go fully armed and I have to lose the arm. I can't replace the arm, and I can't replace the leg, because I got them shot off on the last battle and I didn't make enough money. And I did like that aspect to it. And it's a shame that they never got... because they didn't make a MechWarrior 3 Mercenaries. It was a MechWarrior 4, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, normally the MechWarrior games are like mission-based, blah, 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 but the Mercenary series, you were a mercenary and you had to buy your own stuff.
And the MechWarrior has a good universe to play in, because there was an animated series based off it as well, which was quite good to actually see some of those famous mechs all lined up. So yeah, I would be really liking something that utilizes the
MechWarrior
Mech Assault add-on bits that they've been doing. The storylines moved along with them, and also some of the weapons and some new mech suits, like that new mech suit that allowed you to grapple onto the back of standard large mechs.
Yeah, the little mech.
But
which is classic, because you can jump on buildings.
Hmm. It would be nice if you had that still freedom, move around third person out of the suit and maybe in something small. And then if you've got in a larger mech, you go back to your classic full every button on the keyboard kicking ass, because... because that was the thing that I did miss from Mech Assault, was the fact that on MechWarrior, if you wanted to, like, ooh, there's some water, stand in the water, crouch, so you crouch in the water, then you shut everything down, and you come off radar. You can shut all your heat sink and everything, because your engine's shut down and you're not detectable. Fair enough, you can't, the only look left and right is your head in the cockpit. You can't move the mech, and you've got to wait a few seconds to power it up, but... it is quite a cool thing that you can ambush people and shut the
mechs
down.
Adam has just signed in.
Is that me?
Yeah. You signed in, man.
Really? Click on my... oh, that's probably another Adam, isn't it?
No, it was you, but you've disappeared. I've only got one Adam on my list. Oh. The Gojin is up to no good.
The only thing I can think of... Sarah might have powered up my computer because she wanted to use the printer, but I can't think of any reason why she would have it turned on.
So yeah, MechWarrior, we need MechWarrior 5.
Yeah, or even not to say it's MechWarrior 5, they just make a new MechWarrior. Because I don't even remember MechWarrior. Did you ever remember it or play it or anything? I never remember even seeing MechWarrior. All I got onto it was MechWarrior 2. I went out and bought MechWarrior 2 and I thought it was absolutely amazing. So then I got the expansion pack with the like the frost environment and all that. And then I got the mercenaries, which I still have them all. I've got them up the loft somewhere. And then I got MechWarrior 3 and that was the last of it. And MechWarrior 4 wouldn't run on my PC, my dad's PC at the time.
MechWarrior 4.
You're going to want to install it later, aren't you?
I used to play it with Catherine.
It is a great game. For a sim-style game, it is really good.
Because it's, you know, people saying, oh, you can tweak your mech and blah, blah, blah. But it's really in-depth because you can either go for all-out power, single-shot Uber thing, which totally overheats your mech, so you can only do it very sparingly. You know, so you can really change things to how you want to play. I prefer to play with, like, Uber-powered shot, single blast, blah, 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 because I'm quite good aim. But some people like to have machine guns on it.
I like being able to fire a few missiles and then just keep firing with it and then have a laser cannon sort of thing. Because that was the thing I didn't like about the mech assault was every mech was specced up to a different style. Where I love the ability to rip missiles off, shove missile pods on and play around with it. What would be really nice, because of the types of MechWarrior-styled games that have come out since, and other games that have come out since, and aspects of video games that has changed a lot since MechWarrior 4, it'd be nice if they built the classic mechs again, with new mechs, but then they also made mech parts that could be mechs together, so you could build your own mech. And then if they, one thing that would be absolutely amazing, you don't have to go OTT on it, but if they integrated some sort of system that like they use with Forza 2 to be able to put as many shapes together and mix them together.
To paint your mech, in
well, that to be able to have on the side.
Here's Adam wanting to put a lightsaber on his mech.
I wouldn't say go that far.
Oh
but
my god, this is what they should do. They should have a weapon of a lightsaber, so when you're in close range with a mech, you can swing the lightsaber back and forth.
Well, like a power sword. Yeah, I must admit, it would be quite cool because you kind of like have a wolf's head on it and stuff like that, just for that code name.
A
of
wolf's
what,
head?
You know what I mean? A wolf,
I don't want a
or
big,
eagle.
Fluffy wolf's head on my mech. What if it gets wet? It would take like weeks to dry.
The stencils, you know. To be able to really customize your mech up so that you're very individual, because online playing is much bigger than it was
100 years ago.
Back in those days, so that sort of thing is going to be big online playing, and people want great aspect of online playing.
Well,
so be able to customize your
mech. If this game
mech
is done, and if it's done right, it will shake the world.
Yeah. Hoorah. The only annoying thing is it's something that would be able to go onto Xbox 360.
Why not?
Unless they turned around and went, you had to buy a keyboard for all the other buttons. Because you're going
to
have to start.
They could always release controller, aka Steel Battalion style.
Yeah, we know how well that worked. It was absolutely brilliant, but it cost an absolute fortune.
Steel Battalion with a decent game.
Yeah.
Turn the mech on, all that stuff. That should be
cool. It was great. When I borrowed that off Cray, it was absolutely amazing. But I did agree with him with the way that the game worked. It was the fact the interface with you and the mech through that controller that made it good.
Otherwise it would suck.
Yeah, the game sucked without that controller. So yeah, if you did do something like that, it would have to be that you could always have a dumbed down version where if they built the system so that if you played the game on the Xbox 360 or the PC, you could have everything automated, so the computer did everything for you and you could just play with the stick, but you weren't as good as if you Xbox 360 said, right, I want all options, USB, plug in keyboard, and you've got all the buttons to be able to shut stuff down, chump power around, power the mech down, power the mech up. You would only have simple controls with the
well,
gamepad.
Let me think.
Because then that would allow a mixture of players to play
together.
You could
still do a lot of stuff just with the gamepad.
Yeah.
Because I played MechWarrior just with my joystick, which has got four buttons, throttle control, tilt control, thingamajig control, hand switch towers. Yeah, you really need an extra analog stick.
Yeah. Have you got the box for MechWarrior 4 or any of the mechs?
No, not handy.
Because that's the thing, is when you look at all the what all the buttons do, there's so much with the comms kit and everything like that. And fair enough, if you've got the headset now for the Xbox 360, you'd be able to integrate that in.
Yeah, have voice recognition in it.
What would be quite cool is that they did have like a USB or a wireless extra keypad, which was for extra buttons.
Oh my god! Okay, I've got the ultimate thing now. You have little toy mechs, right?
Yeah.
So you buy this package, £200, comes with a controller and like six mechs, like robotic mechs, and you play the game. And as you play the game, the mechs like act the battle out in real life.
Oh shit! No, I know what you mean.
You could not resist that.
Oh no, that you made that work.
Even if you just had one mech, which did exactly what you did, and then you can like walk it into the flipping sofa and stuff. Die, evil mech. Yeah, you're charging across a battlefield, and you look down on the carpet, and the mech is like crashing into your sofa and falling over.
Mm.
That's what they should do with something like Nintendox. Have the Sony robot dog, and integrate it into the game.
Yeah, you just said the word though, Sony.
Yeah, the Sony robot is cooler.
They need a Nintendo.
Because the Honda Man robot you can't buy.
Yeah, that's it. With the Spaceman bloke. That is really cool. Yeah.
Honda walking robot which fell down the stairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, it can walk up and downstairs and then it falls over.
Yeah, but even we fall over downstairs.
I don't. I've never fallen over. You've signed in again, dude. Can you not do that? So yeah, also in the news, Sega have made a few trademark application forms to secure the rights to the Dreamcast name. So this has thrown off like a whole wave of speculation that there's going to be a Dreamcast 2.
The only thing I can think of that integrates that is not
Dreamcast.
That is not the way would be.
I'm really 10 years old, the Dreamcast.
The only things I can think of is that
8 years now.
Maybe the licensing has come up to an end, which means that anything that's on the Dreamcast would be able to continue. So what I'm hoping for is maybe the Dreamcast is coming back, but not in the form of hardware. Maybe they need the Dreamcast name because it comes at the front of the titles of the software. You know, Dreamcast sort of thing.
Well, yeah, they need to ensure the name still exists.
The only thing I can
still
think of,
registered to them.
Yeah, maybe Dreamcast games might be a new section on the Wii. You never know.
Or
because Neo Geo's on there now
on the Xbox 360.
Yeah.
Because we've now got Xbox Originals.
Yes.
It would be quite easy to put a Dreamcast emulator on the 360 because you've got plenty of power there.
It might all be down to the fact that the name license has near enough come to running out and they just want to keep it. So they want to make sure the Dreamcast is always with Sega even though they're not making a console anymore. It may be something to do with that. Or maybe Sega has looked at the way that the PlayStation 3 is working and is
PlayStation
and is
that
maybe
console which is like burning up as we speak.
Yeah, maybe Sega want to give it another bash. I don't know if they could do it, but
no, they don't have the money to do it.
No. It would be interesting though. Imagine if they came out with another handheld, but it would be too hard to go against Nintendo's hold now. There'd be no point with the PSP. You'd have to have something that made the PSP look absolutely crap, but did everything gameplay-wise.
Well, the PSP is crap, so that isn't hard.
Yeah, but it has an aesthetic look for a games console.
It looks ugly.
I know, but it's that screen. You
it looks
don't
like the
get
Kindle.
You don't get the game game ability, graphics, or visualness as a PSP does compared to a DS, but the DS has got something that is just not readable that a PSP can never touch, because it is real fun to play and the touch screen just means games can be so much better and it doesn't jump too far forward. But yeah, don't know, we'll have to look and we'll find out. This may be just that they just wanted to redo their trademark.
No, I know what it is. They're planning on going back in the console industry and destroying Nintendo. We will destroy you. How dare you create Sony and put us out of business? For you getting them involved, we now kill you. With our blue hedgehog.
We've got a blue hedgehog.
We've got a blue hedgehog. What have you got? A gay plumber.
How do you know he's gay? Maybe he's, you know.
Look how he acts with Luigi. He's apparently gay. Gay and, like.
That's his brother.
Gay and inbred.
It's the mustache, isn't it? It's the big fat mustache.
You're still online, dude.
Yeah, sorry. Bring it up.
Who are you? What are you doing on my computer? Saria? Who's Saria? Hey, agent.
Yeah.
Dude, you're supposed to be doing the damn episode, not talking to your mates online.
Right.
Other quick news item. Windows Vista Service Pack 1 Release Candidate will be released to the public this week.
Cool.
Yeah, whoopee. Service Pack.
You got it on your system already?
Oh, of course. I've been running it for months.
So this just means everyone else will be able to get
it
on
beta. Yeah, this is a public release. Get it out to like a few people so that they can work all the issues out of it before they hit it down through Windows Update and like try and avoid destroying everyone's machines.
Hmm. Exactly.
Although it didn't mix very well on my tablet thanks to the OmniPass fingerprint software. Right. Which is why on my blog there's a registry, a few registry hacks you can do to get around that.
You probably turn the computer on, isn't on Saturday.
Okay.
Next.
Hang on. So yeah, Windows Vista people should, if you're a computer literate, I'd download it, give it a shot. Because it does have some improved performance. Especially with network file transfers. I caught my machine like maxing out my 100 meg connection. 90% bandwidth used. That's good.
Cool.
Right. Yeah, do you want to touch on the next one? Because I take it you've had a play with the new update.
Yeah, one thing that I did like is, for a minute there I thought that they had moved a lot of stuff, because the last update
they put the
Xbox Live Blade in, the Xbox Live was put there, but you could go to videos and you could still access it the same way, but you were only accessing the videos part from the media blade. And then if you went to the games blade, you could access the games of Xbox Arcade, and you could still get onto the live shop from there. Now, this new update, everything's moved again, and you can still seem to get at it from multiple angles, but everything is piled in a nice place. I actually won't know how to do it. It's accessed in a nice place. It's kind of like they've refined it again of how to segregate all of the different items on Xbox Live, which was nice. A little bit weird with the whole looking at Xbox original games. Comes up with this groovy black background and not everything loads
away. Here we go. Let's actually describe what's going on. So they've changed everything around quite a bit. For example, on the Live page, you've now got what have they done on the Live page? Because they've merged friends and messages into the same bar. They've also they've redone the friends page so you can enter a bio about yourself, your location, and your real name.
Yeah.
Let's hope some people actually fracking do that so I know who all these people are on my friends list.
As well as a news update that will be filled in.
That news update thing we still talking about.
I think it's a good way of just noting stuff out to the public of general this, that, and the other.
Yeah, whatever. Right. marketplace has been redone. They basically changed the way of they basically changed the Windows Explorer on the Xbox, because now you can for example, if you go to the Games Blade, you've got the games library now.
Yeah.
So if you click on that, or whatever the term is, press A on that, which doesn't really sound as good, drill into that.
Yeah.
That's good. You get a list of like everything on your Xbox, all arcade games, all demos, and so on. But then if you like press left and right, you can go into different categories. So like recently played, arcade games, demos.
Which gives a similar feel to the system of the way that they were using for achievements. Here's all your achievements. Now look at the achievements for this game, the achievements for that game, the achievements for that game. So it's a similar way of sliding
kind
everything.
Kind of, but now they're using a 2D navigation system.
But I liked it. It's confusing.
Sort of like it's confusing initially because it's a bit different.
Everything's in a different place, but I think it's confusing in a nice way when you walk into one of your favourite stores and they've added a load of new stuff and they've moved everything around. Now, fair enough, that's always a make you look around, but sometimes it is nice to just go and have a look and not feel bored.
The thing is, especially take the arcade games, for example. Oh, that's another thing I need to talk about, the arcade games. They needed to do this simply because, especially with a 120GB drive, you can have so much stuff on there. That if it's just a flat list, you'd be there for hours.
And when you speed through it too fast, it has to reload again. Does cause a few issues.
Well, yeah, especially because it takes a while to pull the icons in as well, because that's quite a time-consuming thing.
I like it. It is nice.
So yeah, Adam mentioned the Xbox Original, so you get a page up of that. You know, it's all themed like original Xbox style with all the black and green stuff. What Adam means in that it takes a while to load is it actually pulls the box art down.
Yeah, you do get all the box art
from the interweb.
Nice. You can look at it from a different list because, as usual, there are multiple ways to get at it. But the standard way shows you the box art of the original release of that game. So you got stuff like
Halo, Fable, Crimson Skies.
And what's that one that
Crash Bandicoot on there as well?
Yeah, Crash Bandicoot, and that one where you're in a metal ball rolling around that Bill Gates loves. Something Frenzy or whatever.
Fusion Frenzy,
that's on there as well. So yeah, classic first release Xbox games. So don't get too excited if you're thinking about stuff that was out at the later end Halo 2 time period. We're looking at the very beginning forward. So, but I imagine that they're not going to want to shove everything on there. They're not going to go through the whole history of Xbox.
You'd never want
to
shove everything out straight away, because you want to do it in a staggered release, because that way people are more likely to buy stuff.
Yeah, but not only that, I don't think they're going to go through the whole history of Xbox.
Oh, they won't do every game, no.
People will...
Only the games that work, for a start.
Yeah, the games that work, and the games that probably are big fan, that people probably have got rid of, but would quite happily buy it back again for the novelty of having it forever on your Xbox 360 and never having to go find the disc. So they're going to have to go for those top tier games of the most loved Xbox One games. You know, you can imagine there are a lot of Xbox One games that they probably will never see that system. No one will ever want them on there because they probably won't download them unless they decided, someone high up in Microsoft says, yeah, let's put everything we can get our hands on. Because look at the way they've done with the Wii. You know, fair enough, Live Arcade does have some classic games on there, but it does have loads and loads of new titles. You go on the Wii, they're releasing all of the history of Nintendo plus Sega and Neo Geo. So because of that, they're going through different genres. They're going through a lot of games that probably some people go, wow, I wish I could have played that. It's not that great, but it's pretty cool. It brings me back. I played it once at my mate's house, sort of thing. It's about reliving that retro life where everybody who has an Xbox 360, it wasn't that long ago we had an Xbox. It's not from your childhood. It is literally a couple of years. Well, how many years ago? It's probably
2001/2002, depending on where you are in the world.
Yeah. And when did the Xbox come out?
2001/2002.
Till Xbox 360 was released.
2005.
So yeah, that's not that long ago. So it's not like they're going to have to want to release every game. They're just going to have to release those top tier favourite games, I'm presuming. They don't want to create a full library unless someone there decides to do it. It depends. If they're if people are downloading every game and they realize, wow, we can make money.
If they can make money out of it, they'll do it. Otherwise, they won't bother.
Yeah, I must admit, I'm tempted to get Halo.
So yeah, some also good stuff. It now plays DivX and Xvid files.
Yes, which is quite cool.
Which is good because it means I the occasional video I download, I don't have to convert it now.
So that's DivX and what?
Xvid. Most of the stuff I download is Xvid.
Yeah, that means probably like all my heroes and stuff like that I can probably stream across.
Yeah, if you're downloading it from torrent websites, it's probably Xvid or DivX.
Yeah. Because we download the episode.
See, I'm day a good off. Boy.
What the hell was that?
That was somebody joining the chat room. Oh. Hello, you've died too easily. So what season of Heroes are you on at the moment?
I just finished season 2.
I'm on season. I've just finished season 1. I've been just watching it on TV.
Yeah, it's there's only.
Don't spoil it.
I'm not spoiling anything. Season 2 is only 11 episodes.
Oh, that's good then.
It's been cancelled.
Oh, that's bad then.
Yeah, it finishes there. So they're a pain in the butt.
Why was it cancelled then?
Because all the people, the union for all the writers in America that they belong to, whatever it is, they've all gone on strike, and the people who own the people who write Heroes have gone on strike, but the people who own it and produce it out turned around and said, right, you come back to work or else, and they went, yeah, fair enough, and they went, right, okay, so we'll cancel your show, and they cancelled loads of their shows, came to Heroes, and they still didn't budge, and that was their golden goose, so they had it cancelled, and they had episode 11 refilmed.
So in other words, it's the studios being a bunch of bastards.
Yeah, exactly. But you can see they're up for the money, though, because at the end of...
The studios will cave, because Heroes is worth quite a bit of money.
Episode 11, I'm not giving anything away, but episode 11, you can see how it should have been filmed to continue on for the rest of season 2, but because they finished it off as a cliffhanger for episode 11, it has been finished. They have put a... You know, like, you've seen the last episode of Heroes, season 1, haven't you?
Yes.
You know where it finishes and then goes, right, here's the first 5 minutes of season 2.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they've done that for this. But you can tell the bit that you're watching for season 3 is what would have been the end of episode 11 originally. You're not getting anything new. But they have left it so that if they ever wanted to go back to it, they can continue season 3. It is going to look pretty weird. But with the way that a lot of people have been buying DVDs of stuff like Lost, where you're getting it Lost Part A, Part B of season 1, and Heroes has come out like that, Part A and Part B, and then you can buy it together if you want. It means that there's probably enough episodes to make just half that season come out. But, a bit crap.
That's bourgeois society, what you mean.
Yeah. But, shame. But, yeah, I'm quite pleased with the update. Also, speaking of updates, I had a look at the new update for World of Warcraft. It has a slight pain in the ass that you won't like.
Why?
You got to read.
This is new, yeah.
Yeah, the new update that I was on about that we talked about last episode that allows you to
the 2.3 or whatever it was.
Yeah, and also got the
Jumbo Zippo.
Yeah, it's got loads and loads of stuff added on it, and the whole you being able to buy stuff from the moving across on the boats with the goblins and all that. Remember I was talking about that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went on to have a look and played a little bit and leveled up to level 30. A lot of the graphics has changed for, you know, when you're moving around and you see some gold on your map, it comes up as a dot.
Yeah.
Or whatever you're getting. But then you've finished a quest and you come across close enough for that person, but you can't see them, and it comes up as a dot again. So you're like, oh, gold. Hover. You could be bothered to actually stop where you are, hover over and go, oh no, that's the bloke I'm looking for the quest. Or you run all the way to here thinking, this is the guy I've got to go see, because you think you're in the area. You walk up to it, it's like, oh, copper ore or a bush of flowers. Yay, he's
so
not here.
Basically, any items were like gold on the map. So, for example, you could set it, if you're a miner, you could have your mining power on to detect any gold or copper ore.
Now, when you come past someone who is the end of the quest, where they'll have the question mark above their head, on the map it's a question mark. so you know who
so
are the.
So they've changed the map.
Yeah, they've changed. When you hover over them with the mouse icons, a lot of that interface has all changed now. So the icons and stuff like that for interfacing with the people and stuff like that with the quests, I think they've tried to make it a little less confusing on that aspect. But because they've been
playing... Well, I want to play WoW.
I don't know at the extent of how much they've changed on that aspect, but because they have, all of the graphics settings have reset back to standard, so you have to reset all your graphics back to how they were.
I can live with that.
It's an annoyance. It went back and
because
like,
it just maxed everything out.
Yeah, everything was like, ooh, this looks bad.
And then this looks great.
And then a thing pops up and says, your settings have been reset to standard, you're going to have to go back and change them all.
I can live with that.
And then when I looked, I was like, okay, all my icons have disappeared. And then I went in, and what it means is...
Oh, you are not...
Right.
You are kidding.
Let me think. You know you have your standard bar that you can rotate around your icons, but then you can have them stuck on the screen?
No.
You can stick your icons on the screen.
Oh.
You've got lots. And I have... I was like, shit, I had those all in order. Because of being a paladin, I've got shed loads of all the powers and blessings and stuff. So I went back, and all it was flick a tick to bring those back activated, and they were already still sat there. They were just turned off. So it's just a lot of going in, hitting the ticks, boosting up your graphics, and everything sits back to normal again.
I want to play WoW.
But yeah.
I want to play WoW.
You want to play WoW. I'm going to have to nudge... Catherine a lot to get her.
Yeah, I've been nudging her for 6 months and it isn't helping.
You have to see if you could twist her arm to let you have one character to play with me and one character
I do have multiple characters.
Because if you do, I will pay the $14.99 to have my dwarf transferred across to the other realm.
Let's do it.
You have surpassed me on my magical mage because he's only level 14 or whatever and you're like 29.
Well, yeah, I've got my Dudenov character. But the trouble with Dudenov is I gave all this stuff to my new character.
Yeah. So yeah, I would transfer my character across.
But I've got like some level 5 dudes as well. And I've got that Night Elf dude who is like level 10 maybe.
Mm.
But he sucks.
But yeah, update. It's changed quite a few bits and bobs. So it's nice that when you get to those classic, because it's always 2 point something and then 2 point da 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 da. And those are the little tweaks as they go along, and then they come for a major one. And it's normally when they've had a new...
Right, that's it. I'm buying a 60-day game card. I'm playing well.
Let me know, and I'll transfer my character across in time for it. But yeah, good update. Nice, big, juicy.
Damn.
What?
Well, because I get staff discount, it means I have to go down work, buy a card... come back here. If I don't get a staff discount, I just do it now, buy it online.
Yeah.
Damn you and your Warcraft update.
But yeah, it's good that I've finally got to level 30 now, so I'm only 10 levels away from getting a mount.
Oh, I was tidying up my computer yesterday though, and I noticed there was like a gigabyte of patches in the WoW folder. And it's like, why is there a gig of stuff in the WoW folder? They should put the damn patches in the temporary folder so that it gets emptied periodically. They shouldn't just dump it all in the flipping programs file directory. Yeah. What are they playing at, man?
Would they need to be kept there? Or was it...
I guess not. Let's see if it still starts.
Although most likely we'll want to download the new patch.
Oh yeah, I want the new patch, but as long as it starts, it will take me to the log on screen, won't it?
Yeah.
And I say, you don't blah 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 blah.
These files are missing.
No, it won't. It was just the patch install files. See?
Breaking news.
Breaking news. The internet has been destroyed. WoW is cancelled.
Free migration will be available from this 5th December. From Crush Ridge, from Kaz Outland to Crush Ridge, Stormwind. Please note the migration is closed. Done. Cool.
Keep in mind, I'm on Steam Beetle Cartel.
Yeah.
Oh, how do I accept this? So yeah, let's play some WoW.
Because I
use my non-Catherine character.
There is... no one I play with on the place I'm on at the moment, so I might as well move all my characters across to that one.
Play with me, I'll be your friend.
Although one of my mates has just started playing.
We could go raiding in some high-level enemy territory.
My friend is majorly addicted to it at work, and he's actually...
He actually plays it at work.
He deleted his level 68 or 69 character.
Dull.
To stop him playing. But he was getting really bad.
He should have given the character to you, aren't I? I'll be a high level guy with some money.
But yeah. Next, you've got a review on...
Yeah, I've... coming back to our review of the Bioshock demo a couple of months ago, Oxlow was kind enough to donate us a copy of Bioshock.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I have played it.
Oops. Now you're chucking CDs at me.
Thank you. I'll check my flies you made. This could you. It's... What did I originally review the Bioshock demo?
You liked it with the water engine and the feel of it.
It was good, but I didn't like the whole 30s/40s/50s set.
I think that was our final thing on it, was the fact that it was good and we did like the time period. What we stated was it was done well if you wanted to do that, but we specifically didn't like it being there.
Right. Okay,
it was done well, but we didn't like it.
So yeah, full game. I played it for about an hour now. A lot better than the demo. The full game loses more of the whole old school feel, which is good because like I showed you briefly, when you were running around, you didn't really notice it was like old school.
Yeah.
There was the occasional old school poster up, but it didn't annoy you as much as the demo.
Mm.
So at the beginning of the game, I think they were trying to say, yeah, this is like old school. But now they've loosened up and just concentrated more on the gameplay.
Yeah.
Which is where it's at. Although Adam missed the Big Daddy fight.
Yeah, I missed the Big Daddy fight.
They're really soft and easy to push over. I don't know what the big deal was with them.
Yeah.
Although the bit where you save the little sister dudes is quite cool. Because you pick them up and then like they start glowing and shit. But I haven't actually killed any of them to see what happens then. Because I'm too like friendly.
You're being the nice guy.
I am nice.
I spoke to one same guy who's addicted to the WoW. He's been playing Mass Effect
a lot. Oh yeah, apparently that's good.
He's liking it a little bit buggy.
No, that's not surprising.
But it's crashed his Xbox once already. But no, it's pretty good. I'd be tempted to play it, but that's one of those games that suck me in worse than like Assassin's Creed. I didn't do anything when I had Knights of the Republic. I just played it non-stop because the storyline.
Yeah, that might be. You were supposed to bring Assassin's Creed over.
Shit, I knew there was something I was supposed to do. I'll bring it over and let you have a go.
Let me borrow it for a week. You can have your Star Wars back. I've got it installed with a new CD crack.
Cool.
But I really want Assassin's Creed on the PC. Because that would be where I'd be more likely to play.
Mm. It is good, because the amount of time you do spend in the real world and compared to this...
But apparently it's repetitive. Here we go. He sighed, meaning here's the excuse of why it's repetitive, but why it doesn't matter.
It is repetitive because of the way they've built the system. But... I can see why some gamers will be repetitive. You know, like they put the bells and whistles on games to make it seem more realistic or to involve you into that thing.
Yeah.
Where some people just want to play the game.
Yeah.
Well, if you just play the game, you hit the repetitive stuff too much.
I want to play Supreme Commander. Let's play Supreme Commander.
Where if you pay more attention to running along the rooftops and you involve yourself into the character a lot more, the repetitive doesn't end up being there. But the idea is, he tells you to go kill someone, tells you their name. You go to the city. When you get to the city, you have to go to the local assassin's bureau and find out the information, and they tell you
this guy doesn't exist. What are you on about?
Go to the market in the west. South, there's a church. There's still normally people around there you might be able to go. You go to those areas, and if you want to, you can walk with the people and find these people.
Walk with the people.
If you want to speed it up a bit, find a high-rise building that's got a hawk swooping around it, and you'll
climb
find that
building, have a look around,
and you sink, and
you sync your map.
And the guy's got this internal map in his head thinking, right, I need to go there, there, I saw those people down there, and you go and do them. And you always end up having to either pickpocketing someone, interrogating someone, or...
In other words, you're breaking the law.
Well, yeah, you're an assassin. And that's
well,
always
no
the same...
There's no reason to break the law, just make assassination legal.
You... It is
pass
the
a
same.
Law,
it is
make
the same.
It illegal.
Yeah, it,
but
that's...
you are breaking the law.
Yes, I'm breaking the law because I'm an assassin. It, that bit is repetitive, but once you've gained that information, then you go back and you figure out that way. But one thing that I do like is, you know, like you play a game and you find this information and he goes, right, this is your information and stuff like that. A lot of people just play the game, oh, I've got this letter, I've stolen off that person. You have to steal this person, earwig that person, and interrogate that person. They don't pay any attention to what's being said, and then they go there, and then the guy goes, yes, and I'm going to catch him unaware while he's doing this. And then you go there, and then you figure a way to get in. But if you actually listen to what's being said in the cutscenes, people are giving little telltale signs away, like saying, on the left side of the palace, I accidentally left the scaffolding up, and I forgot to take it away, but the guards are there now, and it's too late to take it back. Or you listen to someone saying about, oh, can you remove the archer from the left wall because he needs to go help me sort something out at the other side. So you know that there's an archer missing somewhere along. But when it comes to the mission briefing and going in there, it's not like sap, go on the left wall or anything like that. You can go up on the right wall if you wanted to. But you've got to remember these yourself. If you did all that bit and then went straight into the game with the assassination level and then switched it all off and then came back to it a month later... That information wouldn't be there for you to access.
Hey, my brain memory good.
Yeah, that's why I think you like it. If you listen to the verbal dialogue of what's being said...
Okay, that's it, I'm going to buy it.
You can pick up more hints of how to get into a building to assassinate someone. You don't have to, it's all up to you how you want
to
do it.
You don't have to, you can get a tank out and just drive through the building and kill everyone.
Gameplay-wise, you literally... You have to find lots of these different people and interrogate and pickpocket them, earwig them or whatever... And do all these things, and it's the same every single bloody level. You do exactly the same thing, and that's where people go, it's repetitive. But at the end of the day, that bit's repetitive.
It's the extra stuff which makes it more interesting.
Yeah, if you actually listen to what they said, you'd be like, oh yeah, I can do that. I could go in that way. That's an interesting way of getting into that place. So for that reason, you can pay more attention to that piece of information. Sometimes I'm like, whoa, I missed that, go back, and it's too late and you've missed that piece of information. So it is all down to you. Part of your brain is part of the access of this information. It's not like written on a list with a
my
tick
brain
next to.
Is better than the brain of a chimpanzee,
thank god,
despite what recent studies have shown and how the media have twisted it.
But no, it has got that aspect of repetitiveness, but like most games, if you look down at the core system of how they've created the level structure, it can be repetitive.
Okay, did we reviewed this last week?
Yeah, sorry.
You could talk about the Wii Zapper.
Yeah.
The fourth or fifth time it's been on the show.
We know,
you like this plastic thing.
I've got it now.
We know.
Unfortunately, I got it before I went off on holiday, so I have done... Yeah, to play
unwrapped
on
it and just held it.
Yeah, I didn't have time to do anything else because I had to pat my back. But I also, at the same time, I picked up a copy of Resident Evil Chronicles. So I'm going to play both that and the game that comes with the Wii Zapper, Link's Crossbow Training, for next week's show to do a review on it for the 100th episode, which would be cool. But I did manage
to get
into the box for the Wii Zapper. It's quite nicely packaged. One thing that is nice, which I've got this little niggle on, is that
a niggle on.
When I got my new Wii after the last one was stolen and I got it replaced, Wii Sports no longer comes in a hard case. How did your Wii Sports arrive? Yes, you got
paper,
it.
Paper cardboard sleeve.
Thing. The original release, all of the games came in normal boxes. They've just done away with that. I don't know if they're trying to save space or they just can't
save money.
Which
they can save 20p on every machine now.
Yeah.
Times 100,000.
But one thing I did like is Link's crossbow training does come in a proper box.
Good.
Which is nice. I was confused of where the hell, because I was thinking, please don't tell me that they've airbrushed every picture of this Wii Zapper. Because one thing is, it's like, you slide in the Wii remote at the top, you slide the nunchuck in at the back, where the hell does the cable go? I don't see it dangling at the bottom. And I was kind of like, please don't tell me they've airbrushed the cable off the bottom, and when you've got it, you've got this massive big cable dangling at the bottom, which was just going to piss me off. But no, the back handle where the nunchuck clips in, it's got kind of like this sheath going round, like you do on some guns. That actually comes apart in half, and in there is two hooks sticking out for you to wind the cable on to get rid of it, and then you feed it up through the gun, clip it onto something, and then you click that back on. And if you did have you had a nunchuck you didn't use very often, unless you were doing party games, which you didn't do that much, you could leave one of the nunchucks attached to the Wii Zapper and just remove the Wii remote off the front whenever you didn't want to use it. And it has a nice button to quickly release it off, which is good. And it holds onto it securely with the two little indents that are on the bottom of the Wii remote, which most people are kind of like, we know that's for the gun. It must be for the gun. It is. It holds them, pins them in, so the Wii remote will not go flying off the end.
What about trigger?
It has got a proper gun trigger, which basically has a pin at the back that pushes the B button. It's not overkill, but it's enough to push the button in and out. So you're
good, because otherwise using the trigger on there would be like really awkward.
The trigger only works when your hand is at that position of holding the Wii remote. If you had your finger like that, you would be barely flicking it. So it's got a proper trigger and a nice handle at the front, and then the secondary handle at the back.
Just like that.
Yeah. One thing that is shown in the, I did have a quick look in the manual. It does.
So it's like these queerdo modern pseudo submachine guns.
Yeah, it's kind of got the Halo 2 mini machine gun pistol that he has that was invented for the dual wielding
submachine gun.
Yeah, it's like having that with two hands. But one thing it does say is, if you want to, you can have the nunchuck off separately. So say you've got a game that is an older game that requires you to be using the nunchuck and the Wii remote separately, because you've got to shake one and not the other, like the Samurai game, I can't think what it's called.
Mr. Smoke, the Samurai Warrior.
Let's use another one. Call of Duty. I won't be surprised Call of Duty has some sort of system for using the nunchuck separate from the Wii remote. So you've got to shake one and not the other, otherwise the guy's going to spaz out. If you wanted to, you could still use the zap gun for pointing with the Wii Zapper, but you don't attach the nunchuck. You can have the nunchuck in one hand and the Wii Zapper in the other.
No, that's good then.
So it does state you can use them together or you can use them separately, which is...
So are you going to buy me this Wii zapping machine?
No.
Oh.
But the only thing that I've got concern about is...
it's made out of plastic.
Fair enough.
And when I have my temper tantrum, I throw controllers around. Will it survive?
It does have the Wii Zapper logo on the back of Link's Crossbow Training. Unfortunately, it doesn't have it on the back of Resident Evil Chronicles, which it does state it is one. I'm presuming it's because it was brought out beforehand, because it did get an earlier release. It was like, fair enough, only a week, but probably something to do with the packaging on that. There are going to be games coming out like the re-release of House of the Dead, which will be two-player, meaning you would have two Wii Zaps. You don't want to own two copies of Crossbow Training, so I'm presuming that they will release another box of the Wii Zapper that doesn't come with the Crossbow Training.
Once they've made some money out of it.
Yeah, because I don't want to have to go out and buy another one and end up with two copies, so I'm tempted, I will go buy a extra peripheral Wii Zapper from another company.
I will go buy some wood, and make me own.
Well, they had some on play which were from different ones, and one of them actually looked more like the one that was at E3. Because obviously this doesn't actually look anything like the E3 release. Because the E3 release, the nunchuck was actually built into the handle. It wasn't an actual nunchuck, it was like the Wii Zap actually had all the components of the nunchuck already built in, and the only bit you had to add yourself was the Wii remote. But they seem to have gone around the idea of
save some money.
Yeah. And it also saves on price, because the price together, it was all £19, I believe. So, which is not bad for the fact you're getting the Wii Zapper. Obviously it has no electrical components, it puts your electrical components together in a nice bundle, but it also comes with a game as well. So for that price it's not too bad. But I don't know if Paul, in a minute when he finishes playing with the server, goes on to say play and has a look at Wii peripherals. We can see any of the other ones that are available, because I know that some of the other companies that make a lot of controllers and stuff have got their hands on, no, not HD DVDs.
HD DVD, not HH.
Well, you're
A-H.
Well, you're looking and then getting over to actually the section I want you to. Then, speaking of Assassins,
Transformer Bots, got it yet?
I had it 4 weeks ago.
Oh.
I got mine from the States.
Oh yeah, you told me about it, didn't you?
Yeah. As well as Assassin's Creed, found out that they're going to
buy me a copy of it.
They're going to be releasing Hitman 5. So a new Hitman's going to be coming out.
Whoopee.
It's going to have a lot to live up to be anything as close as Assassin's Creed. But yeah,
where am I going?
Games. And then Wii at the end tab. And then there should be just click
a
on
link for junk
hardware. It's normally jammed all in there.
Cooking Mama. Controller grip, Wii LAN adapter.
There it is. There's a Joytech.
Oh my god, Joytech Wii cooling fan. What a waste of time.
I know, it's because
it's like the Xbox one. What a waste of time. It's like the PlayStation 3 one. What a waste of time.
Joytech Wii sharpshooter. That one's quite close.
Old school. Ooh, so Nintendo actually have an official LAN adapter.
Yeah, which is quite nice. See, that one is slightly different again because it's only one-handed. Fair enough, you can see the cable disappearing, so I don't know if you're going to have lots of cable or what. And it's a really weird system for it, but...
Well, you've got plenty of space in there for the cable, haven't you?
Yes, true. But... different again.
Incredibly poor. All right for now, as it does some fun games. Blah 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 blah. Bought one for all the shooters on the Wii, only to find it feels a lot more. Blah blah blah. Holding the Wiimote and chunk the normal way. Blah 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 blah.
Yeah, some games are not going to be that good with playing with it, and it all depends if these new.
All depends on if the game is like designed for.
These new ones might not have the ability to have the nunchuck being separate with it, which would mean that because that's the actual. Official one.
Yeah. SMG looking one.
Oh no, that isn't. That's not the official one, that's another one. So there again, it's gone for a similar style, but like a magazine style with a trigger and then a handle separately. So there's another design as well, which has gone closer to the one that's been out. Fair enough, because it's only molded plastic with clips and stuff like that. That's $9.99, so I could easily enough get another one for Sarah to play on. But if you go back to the...
Have you finished shopping yet?
No, you're on the other page. You're going back to new tent. Too many! Down at the bottom. Obviously, that's the one, the actual official one. And it is in that section there, it all comes off. So all the cabling goes up through there and then pops out of a hole there. Which is quite cool, and another one. If you go, this is funny. I can't understand the usage for that. Go up a bit higher. That the Wii light up sword. It's basically a lightsaber attachment for a Wii remote, but there aren't any games to play with it. There isn't any sword style games that just require. Fair enough, you could play. People go, oh, what about Lynx? Well, you actually do need the pointer to play that. I think the only thing you could do is probably play Star Wars Lego. But I don't even know if the pointer is required for that.
Well, the thing is, it's like so many other absolutely pointless accessories,
like the
plastic tennis rackets, which just clip on the front of the thing.
Do see the point of it.
Why do you waste money on it?
I think the reason why it's needed is it's something for the kids. For people like us
playing on... Well, if the kids want that, then they need a clip around the head.
Yeah.
This is a waste of money.
It just adds a little something for the feel of it for a child to have it on there to allow them to see what they're supposed to be doing and use their imagination.
See what they're supposed to be doing. When we knew we had were supposed to be doing stuff. Because
our brains are not warped. Kids today's brains are completely warped and they needed all the help they can get. Well, at least we had imaginations because our brains weren't warped by video games.
We had a square on the screen and we had to imagine that was like a tennis player.
Yeah.
We didn't need some tennis racket thing to clip on our controllers.
I honestly don't think we sold that many of those.
Oh god, they do. We sold a couple yesterday.
It's any peripheral they can design. It's other companies. Nintendo haven't gone out and made an official one, have they?
Hell no. It's people trying to make money off it. Because the thing is, some people actually think, you know, that they come in saying, oh, you know, they come in picking up all this stuff, thinking they actually need that shit to play the games.
Mm.
So that they shouldn't release it. It should be banned.
Yeah.
Because you know it's made in flipping sweatshops where people have paid frackle.
And imagine then it makes it harder.
Then it's bought by companies like Game for like 50 pence and then they, you know, times 10 and make money on that.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
But yeah, Wii Zapper, I haven't played with it yet, I just had it held it in my hand and the general feel of it.
Is it solid?
It does feel.
Does it move?
If
you like.
It does feel solid plastic. It does. It has a nice. It doesn't feel. It's kind of like back in the day when I got my Mark 1 PlayStation 2 and I picked it up, and the first thing that happened when I held it in my hands, it creaked when I kind of squeezed it too hard because the plastic was so thin. And you were kind of like, ooh. You started treating it like it was made of glass from then onwards. This has got a real rugged feel to it. It does feel as rugged as the Wii Remote is itself. Stop playing with the monitor. If you break it, you would cry.
No, I just buy two of them.
Actually, I can see you doing that. You use
I was actually,
any breaking of technology is an excuse to buy more, isn't it?
I was actually really tempted to buy another one of these monitors. But the thing is, I can't find a monitor with the same stand anymore.
No, because they've changed the stands now. You'd have to get one like mine. All the buttons
because they're
changed.
So cheap now, 24-inch monitors.
How much are they retailing?
We used to be like uber hardcore. Now we just suck.
I know.
We're like, oh, so mass market now. We need to like get by a 30-inch monitor. Yeah, beat you. They're really cheap. Let's have a look. Ooh, let's see if our overclockers have any Wii's in stock. Yes, overclockers have Wii's. £330.
And they're out of stock.
Are they?
Yeah, it's out of stock.
Oh, damn. No, out of stock of DS's as well. So yeah, people actually bought them for like £330. Anyway, what am I looking for? Monitors. Does it help? I can't see it.
That seems... Go on the drop-downs.
Sound and vision monitors. There we go, £420 now.
Jeez. The amount I paid for mine.
Well, I paid £600 for mine.
Yeah, that's the
but
same...
But that was £100 cheaper
yeah,
than
it's the
that.
Same button style as mine. So you'd have to have a look at mine and see whether or not you were willing to go for something like that.
So I'd like monitors that match.
The only thing you could do is sell yours on eBay.
Oh, frack that, it's a pretty good monitor. No, put it over there.
Yeah, true.
Try and get some money off them for it.
Upgrade it across to that one.
After I upgraded that to 100-inch cheapest 15-inch or 17-inch monitor I could find.
Well, actually, probably for that price, you could buy a new monitor for the same price that ours were going for back in the day and end up getting two because they already need enough half price on that price. Or are you looking for bigger monitors?
Oh my god, £200.
Yeah,
£210 for an Acer one. Probably sucks, but whatever.
Yeah, because yours got the ultra sharp screen.
Yeah, this is a Dell ultra sharp.
Yeah.
2405 FPW.
Yeah. Or mine's ultra sharp as well.
I think that's what Dell brand all their monitors with, don't they?
No, my dad's has got a 20-inch and isn't an ultra sharp, and because of that, it doesn't have all the features down the side, and it doesn't have all of the adapters. All it's got is analog and digital.
So
inputs.
It's just cheapo.
Yeah, they haven't put all the adapters to allow you to plug it into multiple interfaces.
Which is really handy. Anyway, we think that's it for episode 99, don't we?
Yep, next week I'll be doing a
unless
review.
We're going to continue to talk about what we're going to buy or what we'd like to buy. I'd like to upgrade my computer.
That's a bit soon.
It's a year old. It's over a year old now.
Actually, yeah, it's been a year since you upgraded. What would you upgrade though? Motherboard again? Or?
I'd like a faster CPU in it, but then I say that anyway.
You always say that because you have upgraded to Duke.
I'd like to go to quad, but the trouble with a quad is the CPUs don't go to 3 GHz. I prefer a 3 GHz one.
What would you do with the internal parts of all that? Do you sell it on?
You
upgrade that one.
So we could do some Uber Supreme Commando sessions.
No, the reason why I was thinking if you weren't upgrading onto that, what about getting another tower so you've got an extra?
More computers.
Yeah, I suppose.
Where is it going to go? We'll put it up there. You have to get a stepladder to use it. So yeah, it's probably graphics card. I do. I get the like a free 3870 Radeon or 88 GT NVIDIA card.
Mm.
Simply because you know a new graphics card would give me say 50% more frame rate over the 1900.
Mm. Yeah, big time.
Especially because Supreme Commander with the new expansion pack.
Yeah, it pushes your computer.
It does push your graphics up, and then having big battles, it does slow down a bit. And I don't really want to turn the detail down anymore. But the CPU is like 50% usage.
But it's when you start hitting that time period where things cannot be put on max anymore that you know you're getting slightly out of date.
Yeah, well, you won't be able to put Crysis on max for another couple of years.
Yeah, that's the other problem is
that's the thing. So even if I buy something really high end, I still don't have Crysis at max.
Yeah. Have you bought it now, or you just on demo?
No, if I bought it, I'd end up flipping ordering a new graphics card, so I'm avoiding doing it.
Yeah.
That's why I need to get back to playing WoW, because then who cares?
Yeah.
200 frames per second, so whatever.
Never mind.
Anyway, let's get out of here.
Yeah. I need to go have my dinner, so I'm starving.
Well, hey, so we will see everyone next week. We will be back on Sunday, our normal day, and everyone needs to get online in the chat room because we're going to have we're trying to get together an uber team of people for episode 100.
Yeah, because it's going to be our 100th show, which will be good.
Where we will announce our retirement unless somebody gives us loads of money. Let's see. Wait, if we can get some people to donate, say £50 an episode. £50, mate. £25 each.
Yeah.
See make us do that. We would be professional podcasters.
Well, actually, the fact we've been donating.
Well, no, we wouldn't be professional podcasters. We need another like 10 times more money still, but then we would be, and we could do an episode every day.
Yeah.
On many subjects. And then we go bankrupt because our server goes down and everyone stops listening.
Right. We will see you next week with reviews of Resident Evil and the Wii Zapper with Link's crossbow training and many other things with it being the 100th episode.
Well, hey.
Catch you guys later.